Before my podcast, I'm so proud that MyPillow is now a sponsor. You can get an amazing discount by just using the word charisma as a promo code. I'm very happy to endorse his product. I've been using it for years, and at the end of the podcast, I'll tell you a few stories about Mike Lindell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
This is Stephen Strang. Today on the Strang Report, I interview one of the most interesting people I know, Clay Clark. He's the one who, along with General Michael Flynn, hosts these Reawaken America tours. In fact, last weekend, I was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and had the opportunity to speak. Later, I'll be doing that as a podcast as well. I tried to get a podcast with Clay and found out he actually wanted to have me on his podcast called Thrive Time. It's on Rumble. It's huge. And I'm going to play you that interview. I just wanted to introduce it. I also wanted to tell you that I've just passed 15.5 million downloads altogether on my podcast and just passed 900 podcasts. So that was kind of a milestone that I wanted to mention. We talk about a lot of things. Clay is a great interviewer. And I thought that you would be interested in my interview with Clay Clark of the Reawaken America Tour. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
All right, Thrive Nation, amidst this culture we live in, amidst this culture that we live in where you have cancel culture in the air everywhere, where Christians are losing their social media accounts for sharing the truth, where government is telling Christians to not meet together because they may spread a virus that's less deadly than the flu, at a time where we are seeing our freedoms stripped from us, we have to find sources of truth and consistent voices of truth. And one of the most consistent voices of truth that I know of is none other than the founder of Charisma Magazine. If you've ever seen the Jonathan Cahn books there, those are produced courtesy of Charisma Magazine. If you've ever seen Dr. Stella Emanuel's new book, that's produced courtesy of Charisma Magazine. If you ever saw President Donald J. Trump actually show up at the World Economic Forum holding a book, holding up a book, the book he held up was produced by the good folks at Charisma. Now, without any further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the founder of Charisma and the international best-selling author, Steve Strang. Welcome onto the Thrive Time Show. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. But you ought to say that I not only did I publish that book, but God and Donald Trump, I wrote the book. I'm mostly a publisher. I'm a magazine journalist, but I felt there was an untold story. It was the spiritual side of a lot of prophets. Predicted long before it seemed like it was even possible that this businessman would be raised up to be president of the United States. And that story was not told by anyone else. And the book was very, very successful. And you're right. It was a great honor to have him hold it up. And all the press were following him. They took pictures of it. It was just great.
Now, Steve, let's talk about some of the projects that you're working on, because you write books. And then you also publish books. So if we can, just for a second, I'd like to talk about Jonathan Cahn and what some of the projects that you're working with him on. And then I want to talk about your newest release as well. Tell us, well, what's the new project you've been working on with Jonathan Cahn?
Well, first of all, he has a new book coming out in the day after Labor Day, which is September 6th. And it's called Return of the Gods. He believes it's going to be his best book, his biggest book, probably the most a controversial book. In fact, we kept the name under wraps until just a couple of days ago. and it's going to be explosive. But before that, just a few days before we recorded this podcast, we had our first theatrical release of the documentary. It was called Harbingers of Things to Come. It was Jonathan Cahn telling the story of the first Harbinger, where there were nine Harbingers, and then how and it was based on 9/11 and how that was God's judgment, and it paralleled how God judged Israel when they turned away from him. It's absolutely stunning. The book sold over 2 million copies. It was the biggest book we ever did. And then his latest book was called Harbingers 2, because in the 10 years since the first book was written and the 19 years since 9/11, a lot of other Harbingers developed. And the documentary was really about that. It was in theaters. It was in 822 theaters. The one I went to, they actually opened up another screen because the theaters were selling out. It ended up, Clay, being the number two movie in America for that day, which was May 12th. The only movie bigger was Doctor Strange, which you know is a huge Hollywood movie right now. It's a great honor, and they're actually reshowing it on May the 19th. I don't know if you're live or not. People may be listening to this. And then the documentary is also going to be available in lots of other places, streaming platforms, as well as available in churches. It is really something that people ought to see. It is very, very powerful. And I realized I produced it, but it was much more powerful than anything I had to do with it. And in fact, we had reports of revival breaking out in the theaters, where people actually went into spontaneous praise at the end, because he does, it's very, very dire what's happening. But he says, he quotes 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people pray, and the whole end of it is upbeat with people all over America praying and so forth. And it just really hit a tone. And I hope that if people hear this before the 19th, that you find out where it is, fathomevents.com. You put in your zip code and it tells you all the theaters are within driving distance and people can see it. And it's really worth it. It's one of the most powerful movies, I believe, of the year. One of the biggest Christian releases in recent memory, maybe back to The Chosen. That's the only one I can think that would have been bigger. And Jonathan Cahn is just an absolute phenomenon. In fact, I've asked him privately. I said, how in the world do you figure out things like Henry Hudson discovered the Hudson River and the island of Manhattan on September 11th. How did you discover that the cornerstone of the Pentagon was laid on September 11th, 1941, which was 60 years to the day before the Twin Towers came down? How do you find out that the scripture that is being read by Jews all over America, they read certain passages, certain weeks, that the week of September 11th, it was about the God's judgment, the towers coming down, all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I've just scratched the surface of what Jonathan Cahn does, but he says that God shows him one thing. The one thing was he was visiting Ground Zero. Remember, it was a mess for a couple of years. Yep. And they were lowering a big quarried stone into place. I don't know, as some kind of memento or memorial. They've gone up into upstate New York and quarried it. And in Hebrew, it's called the Gezit Stone. And there's scriptures about the Gezit Stone having to do with the scripture in Isaiah 9:10, which is a scripture that says the towers will fall down, but we will rebuild. The sycamore will come down, but we will replant a cedar. And those things actually happened. And the documentary shows how it happened in much more detail and much more interestingly than I'm describing it now.
Steve, I got to ask you this because I keep running into people that, Stella Emanuel, I run into her 3 Awaken America tour. I run into people like Esther Federkevich. And it seems like everybody in the literary space and the Christian world knows of you and the projects that you do. And in fact, on today's show, we're interviewing Jonathan Cahn, and we're also interviewing Jonathan Isaac on today's show. So this is kind of a 3-part show here. How would you describe your role within the Christian publishing space?
Well, I don't know how other people see me necessarily. It's just that I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing it for 47 years. That's probably longer than you've been alive. And I was a young journalist. I was a newspaper reporter at the Orlando Sentinel, which we thought was very liberal back then, nothing like it is now. I wanted to serve Jesus and I wasn't a preacher. And so I got an idea to start a little magazine called Charisma that slowly grew. And we've just been faithful covering what God is doing. We say what the Holy Spirit is doing. We say it's the magazine about spirit-led living. And we have just, we've covered everybody from A to Z in the Christian community, whether they're charismatic or not. I've had the privilege of interviewing nearly every Christian leader, many of them like Oral Roberts and David Duplessis and Dennis Bennett are in heaven, of course. And so when you're just, when you're there week in, week out, people get to know you. And of course, we've published over 2,000 books. The Christian publishing industry is really kind of dog eat dog. People really don't know that. We see what we're doing as a ministry, even though we are a publishing house, but the reason we're doing it is for ministry reasons. And I sometimes explain to new staff that we are a ministry that pays taxes, and that's, we don't take donations. And we, you know, over the years we sold millions of books and several million subscribers if you put them all together. And so I guess after a while people, you know, and also I sometimes when I talk to a business classes like in a college or something, I say one way to succeed in business is to outlast all of your competitors. And sometimes just staying in business, you know, a lot of businesses blow up for one reason or another, or people get discouraged and quit. I've just been putting one foot in front of the other. And also I have to give glory to God because He opens doors. And the Bible says that the Lord opens doors that no man can close, and He closes doors no man can open. And as I've had different doors open to me personally, we've even published, we published for 25 years in Spanish. A lot of people don't know that. 25 years. We later sold that to another Spanish publisher. We did a magazine with Promise Keepers back in the day. We've done conferences. Now we're into podcasts. My own podcast just passed 13 million downloads. I just passed 900. That's probably nothing compared to Thrive Time, but you know, those are pretty significant milestones. And also we've had to make a lot of friends. I sometimes tell my staff that when you're in business, you have to go out and make friends one by one by one. Those people are called customers. You know, they buy your books, they buy your magazines, they write your books. And, you know, everyone's not our friend, obviously, but a lot of people have helped us. And I remember the old saying they say down here in the South, if you ever see a turtle on a fence post, you know he didn't get there by himself. And I'm kind of like that. I've been helped by a lot of people because if anything, I'm a tortoise. I just keep going rather than the hare.
If you
47 years.
If you've
there are not many people, there are not many CEOs in America that have been doing it 47 years, partly because they didn't start as young as me and they're not as old as me now.
I love that. If you've ever seen a turtle on a fence post, you know it didn't get there by itself. Okay, that's impressive. Okay, now, Steve, I want to ask you here, what projects are you working on right now that you believe are the most urgent projects for our listeners to discover, to devour, to get involved with? What projects are you working on right now that you feel like are the most urgent for our listeners to know about?
Well, you know, we live in an upside down world where good is called evil and evil is called good. You know, that's not any surprise. Anybody who's halfway awake knows that there's something seriously wrong. And it's interesting that you ask me because today in this room, this is my getaway to go write. I've written 4 books in this room on this table.
Wow.
And I started yesterday on my new book. It's called Spirit-Led Living in an Upside Down World. And it is written mostly to the Christian community. You know, so many Christians are getting discouraged.
Oh yeah.
A lot of them are going liberal or going woke, but you know, even if we're heading toward the end of time, which the Bible says we are, we've got to live by the Holy Spirit. We've got to live by our principles. And also the Holy Spirit can empower us just to have the faith and determination. This isn't the only time, the bad time in history. I mean, I just listened to Eric Metaxas's book on Bonhoeffer. You know, he was in a horrible situation and his life was taken the last few days of World War II. But even in Germany, in that horrible place, the Christians had to somehow hang on. And so, you know, I'm doing it from my perspective as someone who's covered the spirit-filled community for all these years. You know, we are Protestant, we are evangelicals, but we're also people who believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's got to work. And my book is going to try to help people to work and plan. I'm going to have one chapter on how we can take a cue from Joseph in the book of Genesis. You know, we do some really bad times are coming. They're bad now, but they're coming. And what are we doing now to have that 7 years to, you know, lay up supplies or whatever we have to do or get ready or get ministries and companies stronger to be able to weather the attacks that will certainly come against us? Some very practical things, but also to talk about the spiritual aspect. You know, there's lots of stories of even missionary Brunson, who is in a Turkish prison. He talks about how in that horrible, horrible place, he pressed into God and actually believes that that was one of the best times of his life spiritually. And each of us, even though we're not in prison, we're in a hostile environment. And one of the people I'm going to quote is Fred Price, who I knew. In fact, I did a cover story on him in Charisma back in the 1980s when he was barely becoming known nationally, and we maintained a friendship through the rest of his life. And I heard him tell, you know, he always talks about living in faith in a world that doesn't encourage you to live in faith, a hostile environment. Now, he would have said this probably 2 decades ago, but he talked about a diver who goes underwater. Water for a human being is a hostile environment. You can't breathe unless you take your oxygen with you. They call it, you know, scuba tanks, and you can exist in a hostile environment. And he said that he took his faith, his belief in God, the power of the Holy Spirit with him into that hostile environment. And I thought that was such a useful word picture that I'm going to track down some of the teachings he did and actually share that with my readers in this book. My book will come out right around Christmas. I think this is the first time I've announced it publicly. I only finished the outline yesterday. I mean, you asked me what I'm doing now. This is what I'm doing now. Spirit-led living in an upside-down world.
Now, I want to go back to Jonathan Cahn's new book here, The Return of the Gods. I think a lot of people might say, gods? Plural? What does that mean, Return of the Gods?
Well, first of all, I've not read the manuscript yet. And second of all, we're trying to be careful in how much we release too early. But basically, it's some of the pagan gods that we think are gone. Baal, some of the Roman gods, you know, that were, you know, very, very pagan, that we're actually seeing a reemergence of some of these same things. Now, they wouldn't come back as religions necessarily, but they come back in secularism. Secularism, in my opinion, and the opinion of others too, is really a religion. They have rules, they have right and wrong. You know, if you disagree with certain things, you know, you're like a heretic and they try to punish you. It's every bit a religion, yet they teach it in the schools where we're supposed to have separation of church and state. But somehow, because it's quote unquote secular, it gets a free pass.
I am, Steve, an in-depth researcher. I'm a person, I like to gather all the facts. I used to use those skills for business. I still do help my clients with their businesses, and I take on 160 clients, but I feel like I've kind of discovered a new career where the pay is low. Actually, I pay almost $3,000 a day in legal fees to defend myself and the tour because Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, is suing the tour and myself personally for defamation. So I feel like you, are an author, you're a publisher, but all of a sudden now you're like a defender of the Constitution. I feel like all of us are really being tested. Our belief system is being tested. What encouragement would you have for the listeners out there that feel like they are being tested like never before?
Well, I'll tell them the story of Che An. When I give my speech at Reawaken America, I tell the story of Che An. I've known him since 1985. He's a Korean American. He has a great church called Harvest International in Pasadena. I've been to his church. When Governor Gavin Newsom shut everything down, it was illegal to have church services. Now, at the same time, most of your listeners probably know this. You could, liquor stores were open, marijuana dispensaries, abortion clinics, but churches were closed. The city of Pasadena went beyond him and imposed a fine, and the fine was $1,000 per person per incident. So in other words, if 100 people went to the service, and I don't know how many went, but I think it was even more than that, people came in from around the country to support them. It was 1,000, they were being fined $1,000. The Liberty Council, Matt Staver, took it to court. It went all the way to the Supreme Court and won. And Governor Newsom and the state of California had to repay the legal fees of $1.2 million. And I've told this story a number of times at the Reawaken America tour. And every time I tell the story, I say, why should any American, let alone a pastor, have to sue the government to get our constitutional rights? Because, you know, people throw around the First Amendment a lot, mostly having to do with freedom of the press, which, by the way, I believe in. But the First Amendment also includes freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. Just getting together in a church is freedom of assembly, even if you just have a cover dish dinner or something, you know, and it's not religious per se. And why should anyone have to sue the government for constitutional rights? Your people always cheer. This last week in Myrtle Beach, I didn't tell that story because I was afraid I was going to get gonged if I went too long. So I had to leave a few things out.
Well, I got to say this about the gong here. On the tour, you know, we have, I think we had 64 speakers over 2 days. And these venues are super gracious to let us do that. And what we're doing is the videos, and by the way, they're just now going up on rumble.com, all of the different presentations. And some of those videos, you know, like Simone Gold, her presentation in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has reached now over 5 million people between all the platforms.
Wow.
Just on my rumble.com channel, which is one of them, it has 1.3 million views. This is Simone Gold's video. But then on her own channel, it has, you know, millions, and then on BitChute and Brighteon. And so it's a difficult challenge. But what we try to do is get every speaker to take a complicated idea, a big idea, and to cut it down to like a 15-minute presentation. Because, you know, the average person who doesn't know what's going on, it's hard to get them to sit down and focus for 2.5 hours to an in-depth interview or a 60-minute presentation or even a 30-minute. But your presentations
plus it throws your schedule off. One time when I spoke, I was 2 hours late because some of the previous speakers, I don't think he had the gong back then, but
I did not have the gong. Well, I appreciate you, Steve. Steve, I'll give you the final word for our listeners out there that are taking notes. What's the final bit of encouragement or the final word or maybe just call to action you want to give our listeners?
Well, we need to stand up to these bullies. And we are winning. The Cheon won. Other people are winning. You're standing up to the bullies. Part of it is that Christian people are nice people, and they tend to back down. It's like the Republicans. If they're attacked by the left, they move slightly to the left with the idea they'll leave them alone. And it doesn't. It empowers them to go, we haven't lost yet. America is still the greatest country in the world. And we've put up with it for too long. It's getting too extreme. We are starting to see some things shifts. And I think your Reawaken America tour and what you and General Flynn have done and the others is major. And it's an example to people. People need examples of people that are winning to know that they can win. A lot of people are afraid of being out at the end of the tree limb with a rope around their neck, kind of swinging all by themselves in the wind. We're not alone. If we band together, we can do more together than we can do separately. So that would be my word of encouragement. Help other Christians. I mean, even like this Harbingers of Things to Come. You know, the Doctor Strange is a horrible movie from what I've been told. I haven't seen it. And it's an example of what Hollywood does. Well, if we want the theaters to run good stuff, we need to support it. And hopefully people will support it. If they can see it on the 19th of May, I want them to go. If you can support, you know, even with book publishing, if the big booksellers could care less about Christianity, they just want to sell books. And if our books sell, they'll carry them. If they don't sell, they won't carry them. And so you've been a big example. And as you may have noticed when I come out on stage, I said, aren't we proud of Clay? He brought us all together and everybody always cheers because you have really struck a chord. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on the stage with people like Mike Lindell and Eric Trump and General Flynn. It's just one of the honors of my life. And I've had a blessed life. I've interviewed four presidents and on and on and on. But I'll tell you, being on your tour is one of the honors of my entire life.
Well, thanks for saying that, Steve. I really do appreciate that. Steve, for people out there that want to stay in touch with you, they want to learn more about the Christian content you're putting out there, where's the best place you would direct our listeners to go to?
Well, the best place to go is to my own website, which is called stevestrangbooks.com. And I have kind of a accumulation of my own books and then links. I've published, we have in print right now over 1,000 books, and there are a lot of books that are out of print. And from there, they can subscribe to Charisma. They can navigate. We have so many websites, it's hard to just tell them one. That's why I created my own website, stevestrangbooks.com. It's my name, Steve Strang, books with an S.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you for staying tuned this long. I want to invite you to pick up a copy of my book, God and Cancel Culture. You can get it on stevestrangbooks.com. That's my own website. That's my name, Steve Strang, and the word books with an S. I believe that you will enjoy it. It's what I talk about at the Reawaken America tour. We had a book signing, shall we say, and of the 6 events I've been to, it was by far the best. So there's still interest in this book. I think it's very important. And I continue to push the book. And I have a separate podcast that I don't mention very often. It's called God and Cancel Culture. And everything having to do with the book, including this podcast, I'll just put this podcast on that podcast as well. But you may want to check it out on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's all the different interviews I did and the different media appearances. So this was a media appearance. I always enjoy being with Clay Clark. He's so enthusiastic. He's one of the most high-powered people. And I've said before that he's one of the most interesting people I know. And I believe that he's doing a great job to try to call America back to God. Thank you for listening today to the Strang Report and also God and Cancel Culture on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.
Well, thank you for listening. You know, I've gotten to know Mike Lindell fairly well. The first time I met him was at National Religious Broadcasters. He was going around meeting people, and instead of saying my name, I said, "You're the man that improved my sleep," as I shook his hand. And he said, in his kind of sing-song that you hear on the commercials, "I knew it would." And that was just like a little joke. And since then, I had the opportunity to visit his office and also his manufacturing plant, meet his employees. I did a cover story in Charisma Magazine in January of 2021. And he did a foreword for my book, God and Cancel Culture. You know, his company was going to send me a whole lot of his products, and I told them they didn't need to because I've been using the products for years, really. First, I used my pillow. Then I wanted to buy the Giza Dream Sheets. And my wife said, you know, we already use Egyptian cotton. You know, we had fairly nice sheets. And I said, no, but I want to try them. I want to support Mike Lindell, especially after all these cancel culture people took his products out of the stores because he had the audacity to support Donald Trump. But you know what? We like the Giza Dream Sheets better than whatever Egyptian cotton. It is Egyptian cotton, but somehow the quality level's better. And they're not paying me to say that. That is my opinion. I've never endorsed a product from another company before, but I'm happy to endorse MyPillow.com and the various products that they produce. I sleep on MyPillow every night and really like his Giza Dream Sheets. But they have so many products, and you get a discount on any of their products if you use the product code CHARISMA. just the word charisma, C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A. Of course, you go to mypillow.com.